Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coming up in just a little bit, we will get a little fantasy advice with Heist. We will also all take a minute. Plus, we'll give you a chance to win a prize on our pop quiz. But we are very happy to be joined by our guest in studio. He is the current color commentator for the Missouri Tigers. He also was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys and played for the Seattle Seahawks. Howard Richards, how are you doing today?
Harrington, thanks for having me on today.
Appreciate it. Let's start with this because you obviously are close to NFL teams, obviously operating a locker room. What is a distraction? Because right now, if you're in Jacksonville and this whole thing around Jalen Ramsey and he's talking about being traded and the fight on the sideline and all those kind of things, how does that affect the other 52 guys in that locker room?
First of all, you'd have to know what Jalen Ramsey's relationship is with his other players. I don't know that any of us know that. I certainly don't know that. I know we've heard a lot about that incident on the field on Sunday. One of the things we don't know is, was it an isolated incident or has something been brewing between Marrone and Ramsey or with his defensive coaches? What is the case here? That has not come out just yet. So I think I would like to have more information about that if I were considering making a deal to bring Ramsey in. I mean, he's done everything that they've asked him to do thus far in this league. He's a young player. He's got great talent. He's got good size. And I think he's going to be a star in this league. So you got to find out more about, you know, what happened with that incident before you can just pull the trigger on it.
Back in your playing career, did you ever have a situation where a team brought in a player that maybe there was an outside perception that that player was a distraction or a cancer, that maybe a coach or a general manager came to some of the veterans and kind of discussed the possibility of bringing that player in?
No, and I think the last personality that Dallas had in that sort of that category would have been Hollywood Henderson. And he was gone 2 years before I arrived in Dallas. But we had, to me, a pretty harmonious locker room and never had any of those types of personality issues at all.
Right now we're talking to Missouri color commentator Howard Richards. Sean makes fun of me about this basically every day now. How did Missouri lose to Wyoming? Like, you were there, you watched it. I watched every single, like, watching them the last two games against West Virginia and SEMO and how dominant they've been. I'm sitting there thinking, like, how did this team lose to Wyoming? Like, I still can't wrap my head around that.
I'm not even sure I was there because, I mean, I think we all sort of saw or witnessed something on the field and we all imagined that we were dreaming. Like, I didn't come all the way out here to Laramie, Wyoming to watch this. I think it was more of an issue with attitude versus altitude. So many people were, you know, saying how, you know, the altitude in Laramie, 7,200 feet, 7,220 feet, was posted all over the place. So it became sort of cognizant in everyone's minds at every step you made. I think Missouri got to a point where they got a little too comfortable after the first two drives. They allowed Wyoming to get back in the football game. Craig Bull has a group of guys on his team that are very well coached, very well disciplined. And momentum is a crazy thing. If you allow a team that has, you know, a little bit of talent to think that they can win a football game and you let your foot off the accelerator, you've now just given them the license to beat you. And I think that's what happened. There was a little bit of adversity. The team arrived 5 hours late in Wyoming because there was an issue with a charter flight. The windshield wiper wouldn't work. Planes can't take off with that. Saturday morning, they lose power in the hotel for 3 or 4 hours. So it almost became a perfect storm of what was going to happen that day, if you believe in that kind of stuff. I just think Missouri is a much more talented team. They just did not show up to play. I think now they have understood and realized how Barry Odom always says, you've got to play with a sense of urgency. Our margin for error, we turn the football over, is very slim. If we do that, we're going to get beat. We can't afford to give away turnovers to the other team. Now, they've been able to control that thus far and have come out and played very well pretty much in all phases of the game. I mean, you saw that display in special teams on Saturday night. They've scored defensive touchdowns in the past 2 weeks. Those things are good things when you're hustling and you're really making an effort to go hard on every play. That's the kind of play that we all expected from this Missouri team. We expected the defense to play better this year. Now we're starting to see those signs of what the expectations were.
Right now, we're talking to Howard Richards. He is the color commentator for the Missouri Tigers. I want to get your thoughts on Kelly Bryant because so much in the offseason was made about the addition of Clemson's former starting quarterback. He's been a better passer than I had anticipated him being. What do you make of Kelly Bryant's start this season?
You know, minus two bad throws and the fumble that he gave away against Wyoming, he's been excellent. You know, I think he's had great touch on his deep balls. You know, two deep post patterns to Jalen Knox on Saturday. His accuracy has been better. I saw a stat on Twitter I think it was yesterday, comparing his statistics to his replacement at Clemson. And Kelly Bryant is better in every category this year thus far. So, I mean, I thought that was an interesting statistic. Obviously, it's early in the season, but so far, you know, give the edge to Missouri. But he's been great. He's been great in the locker room. His teammates love him. He has adapted well to everyone. And I think Kelly missed a lot of football last year. He missed 8 games. So there was a bit of rust in his decision-making process. I think now that he's played a few games, I think the game will start to slow down for him a little bit more. He's a guy that wants to get better week by week, and I think he will.
I kind of feel like every season Barry Odom has that one. This is his most important game. Like last year against Florida, after they lost to Kentucky, it was like, man, Missouri's got to find a way to really rebound and win this game. I can't really think of a game he's had at Mizzou that's more important than this one, especially when you factor in the loss to Wyoming. Homing in South Carolina, they've beaten you the last 3 years, I believe. Like, you got to take care of business at home against South Carolina. Like, at this point with where Missouri is, they should be better than South Carolina. This is a must-win game on Saturday, in my opinion.
It is, and they can't afford to regress. I mean, you've put together two straight solid performances in most areas of the field. You should have had two back-to-back shutouts. There's no time to regress. You've got to continue to play consistently. Now, are you going to hang 50 on South Carolina? Probably not. Or you're going to, you know, run back a couple of touchdowns? Maybe. But you've got to be doing those positive things to try to strip the ball, to try to force turnovers. Be consistent. Knock down the amount of penalties. Missouri's had 19 penalties in the past 2 weeks. That's far too many. That's Missouri beating Missouri. You've got to eliminate those types of errors and basically play clean football if you expect to win. Come out, take it to South Carolina early. You owe them, you know, they've kind of embarrassed us the last 3 years in a row. Now you're at home, 5 straight games at home. This will be the 3rd of 5. To me, Faurot Field should be an advantage to teams. Teams should fear coming into this place. And I think if you take that type of ownership and play with that kind of attitude, it can be that type of place. But it starts Saturday. Your league play starts Saturday. If you want the respect that you think you deserve, it starts by beating South Carolina and beating them convincingly.
And this year I feel like the SEC is very top-heavy. Like, obviously, Alabama's really good, Auburn's really good, but those teams are on the West. In the East, Florida just lost their starting quarterback. South Carolina's not maybe the team that we thought they were going to be. Kentucky's maybe not the team we thought they were going to be. Like, the SEC East, aside from Georgia, appears to be pretty wide open, that there's no reason Missouri can't be the second-best team in the East.
Or even the best team in the East.
Georgia's pretty good.
Well, you know, Missouri went to Georgia in 2013 and beat them 41-20 when no one expected them to do that. So, again, that's a game where that team just played lights out, played carefree football when no one gave them a chance. Can you do that again? You can, but it starts this week because you still have a chance, even though you lost the first game of the season. You have a chance to have a great record by the time you face Georgia. And you would love to see Missouri on that trajectory. So when that game is on the schedule, that it means a lot for Missouri fans. That said, again, you got to take care of these teams week by week. South Carolina is a team that has had Missouri's number. And the way to beat them is to not make mistakes. That's what I've seen thus far. This is a talented team. I think it's Barry's best team, and it's time for his players, you know, to start earning that reputation that they think they deserve.
Last question, I'll get you out of here because you can't talk MU football without the bowl ban. What are your thoughts on the bowl ban? Have you heard anything about a timetable on a ruling one way or the other?
I thought that sometime towards the end of September, you know, we might hear something. I guess we're still tracking. I've heard nothing, though. I heard a comment that Jim Cirque made that maybe sometime by mid-October there might be an announcement made. Right now, it's just speculation because there is nothing that gives anybody indication, at least not me, that an announcement is imminent anytime soon.
That is Howard Richards. He is the Missouri color commentator. Missouri plays South Carolina this Saturday at 3 o'clock on SEC Network. You can also hear it on our sister station, 98.1. Howard, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks a lot. Absolutely.
Coming up in a little bit, we will all take a minute. Plus, we'll get to a brand spanking new Levine's List, and we'll get you some fantasy advice with Benny Heist. That's next. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.